This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Summer of uncertainty.
I've never seen the need for staffing like this unmet as it has been.
Tulsa massacre centennial.
I will never forget the violence of the white mob.
Rallying support for tennis star.
I feel for Naomi because I know what it's like.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Millions of us embraced the Memorial Day holiday as a chance to celebrate without masks on. Airports and beaches were busy as vaccination numbers increase and new COVID infections are at their lowest point in more than a year. But as we hear from CBS's Mola Lenghi, businesses looking to staff up for the summer crush face new challenges.
Christina Renoro and her family have owned and operated the White Sands Resort and Spa in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey for 35 years. They typically hire about 150 seasonal employees to work at the resort and restaurants, but this year are having trouble.
We really have only a third of what we normally hire.
A third?
A third. We're really, really shorthanded.
Everyone, including Renoro, is working double time.
We just don't have the staff to turn the rooms over as fast as we'd like to.
Businesses across the country are desperately looking for workers. From this bakery in Philadelphia.
I don't have help. They went on to other jobs.
To this Los Angeles restaurant.
It's been a tough ride.
We have an unprecedented hiring crisis going on right now.
New Jersey Business and Industry Association President and CEO Michelle Sikirka says the challenging job market has been a perfect storm. People struggling with child care, foreign students unable to get work visas, and entry-level seasonal work not paying as well as unemployment benefits.
And when it comes to vaccination rates, Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health, tells CBS This Morning the South is still an area of concern.
It's starting to get hot. People are spending more time indoors. There's still a lot of people unvaccinated in many of the southern states. So that's what we got to work on. If we can improve those vaccination numbers, I think things will be fine. But I am worried about an uptick in cases in many of those states.
Now to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where they held a candlelight vigil to mark the 100th anniversary of the massacre by a white mob in a prosperous black neighborhood that left 300 dead. 106-year-old Lessie Benningfield Randall was just a child then in Tulsa and still has clear memories.
I still see black men seeing being shot. I still smell smoke and see fire. I still hear airplanes flying overhead. I hear the screams. I have lived through the massacre every day.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says President Biden will be in Tulsa today.
The president is expected to announce actions such as using federal purchasing power to contract with small disadvantaged businesses and new fair housing rules to combat racial inequality, and also a $10 billion community revitalization fund aimed at supporting underdeveloped communities like those here in Greenwood.
Big names in the tennis world and others in sports are rallying support for Naomi Osaka. CBS's Vladimir Dutier says she's withdrawn from the French Open, indicating she's dealing with depression and anxiety.
Osaka said she was feeling vulnerable and anxious and shared she suffered long bouts of depression since the U.S. Open in 2018. A dramatic victory over Serena Williams that left Osaka in tears.
I wish I could give her a hug.
Williams, a 23-time Grand Slam winner, addressed Osaka's decision.
Everyone handles things differently. You know, you just have to let her handle it the way she wants.
She's used her platform to draw attention to issues like racial injustice and has spoken out about mental health struggles in the past.
I was really depressed, but I don't know why.
Everybody could have handled this better. Naomi,
former tennis professional Pam Shriver has won over 100 titles and a gold medal.
She alluded to the fact that she was trying to take care of her mental health, and I think that was the cue that tennis establishment needed to really take seriously.
Pope Francis has changed Catholic Church law to criminalize sexual abuse of adults, not just children, by priests who abuse their authority. And people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sexual abuse. Miami police are using surveillance video and other information to try to find the three gunmen who shot and killed two people and injured more than 20 others at a rap concert. Police Major Jorge Aguiar believes it was the product of a gang dispute.
We have intelligence information that this resulted from an ongoing rivalry from two different groups. Our intended target was most likely in front of the establishment when the shooting took place.
In Houston, two men were killed, two others hurt when someone opened fire in a crowded nightclub yesterday morning. Police believe the gunman was killed by an off-duty deputy working security. Near Los Angeles, a shootout involving a sheriff's deputy and a motorcyclist. In a video, the sheriff says the outcome was tragic.
Sergeant Dominic Baca has succumbed to his injuries. Our prayers are with him and his family.
The biker was shot and killed by police. In Texas, a man's under arrest for allegedly plotting a mass shooting at a Walmart. Police seized a stockpile of guns, ammunition, and other materials. The way the Texas legislature ended things early yesterday morning is just the beginning of a sharp political showdown. CBS's Christina Ruffini says Democrats walked off the floor to effectively stop passage of a Republican bill on voting, a measure that would shorten poll hours and scale back the number of polling places.
Governor Greg Abbott said he would veto the part of the state budget that pays lawmakers' salaries. No pay for those who abandon their responsibilities. The governor says he will call lawmakers back for a vote in a special session.
The latest case of an NBA fan acting badly in Washington on TNT at the Wizards-Sixers playoff game.
Oh, my goodness, what is going on the floor? And a diving tackle by the security.
A man tackled by a security guard after just getting onto the court. Wizards coach Scott Brooks says this is not good.
Stay home. Your thinking is barbaric. We don't need you. We don't need your dollars. Just stay home. Get away from us.
Other incidents in the playoffs have included fans spitting, throwing popcorn, and a water bottle. NASA says an asteroid about the size and shape of the Washington Monument or Seattle Space Needle will whiz past Earth today at 40,000 miles an hour. Officials label it potentially dangerous because of its size, but it's expected to stay more than 4 million miles away. It's June 1st, the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season.
For hurricane forecasters, this kind of compares to opening day for baseball players.
I don't know if excited is quite the word, but we certainly are ready.
National Hurricane Center senior specialist Daniel Brown with an active season expected to follow last year's record breaker.
With 13 to 20 named storms and the possibility of 6 to 10 hurricanes.
Brown says the main lesson learned from 2020's 30 named storms and pandemic year, be prepared. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Tropical Storm Blanca, the second named storm of the Eastern Pacific hurricane season, has gained some strength while staying far off Mexico's southern coast, right now posing no threat to land. Forecasters say it'll weaken after today and move farther out to sea. The first storm of the season didn't amount to much either. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.